How many times have you said that you are not a runner or anything else? Fill in the blank. This could be about writing. This could be about a different line of work that you've always wanted to be in. The fact is, the average person is consistently making excuses by by saying that they aren't something and that the people that are somehow innately given this God-given ability to be perfect and talented and skilled, when the reality is they worked their asses off for it. But most people only see the tip of the iceberg, that is the final success. They don't see all the hard work that it took to build up to it. They don't see all the trials and tribulations and failure and all the little steps that it took to reach that point of greatness. A lot of you probably see this with me. You look at my Path to Manliness Twitter handle and you're blown away that I have thousands of followers. You don't see the part where I struggled at the beginning. You don't see the part where I did research and learned and read books and spent a lot of time learning how I can add more value and become more useful. You don't see how long and how hard I worked at perfecting my now very great website that I am proud of and I constantly get compliments on. All that is seen as the finished result. So let's get back to running, because that was the pivotal moment for me that allowed me to change my mindset and to go from being a person who was simply not a runner to being somebody who not only is good at running, but enjoys it. And that mindset shift affected all other areas of my life. And it can affect your life too. After I went through my divorce, I started looking at life very, very differently. I began to live much more intentionally, where everything I did was calculated and planned out. And if something in my life was superfluous, was unnecessary in any way, was not helping me, my family, or my mission, it was taken out. I began focusing on improving myself, my family, in my community, with very little time being given to hedonistic pleasures. In fact, most things that I enjoy doing to this day are things that better myself or other people. I genuinely enjoy running. I genuinely enjoy tweaking my website. I genuinely enjoy writing, especially emails. I'm not doing this just for the money. I'm doing this because it's helping people. It's fun, and more importantly, it's fulfilling. That last line is what most of you are missing. People will seek out women, cars, riches, all sorts of stuff. They consistently want more. They never think to look in a different way. You don't need more cars. You don't need more girls. You don't even need more money. What you need is more fulfillment. You need a sense of purpose. You need a mission. So, last year, after my divorce, after I'd gotten settled in, I decided that I wanted to run a 5K. And as I'm struggling through all the issues that I had with my divorce and struggling with living a life that was not fulfilling, I had to look inward and find all these new things that I wanted to do. And I never ran a 5K before. So I went out and I ran one. And I did okay. I struggled through the last mile, but with a not too impressive 32-minute time, I ran my first 5K. And I just kept working at it. I ran more. And then I got Then I got a little crazy and I decided I was going to run a Spartan race. And if you don't know what a Spartan race is, it's kind of like the American Ninja Warrior show. This particular race I ran was 4 miles. It had something like 13 obstacles, including scaling a 70-foot cliff and climbing a rope, which was something that I was completely incapable of doing at the time of signing up for this. But I had a group of people to hold me accountable and help me train. And over the course of a few months, I worked my ass off, lost about 20 pounds before this race, learned how to climb a rope, and went out and conquered my first Spartan race. Now, in my mind, I was not a runner. I was not someone who could climb a rope, and I was not someone that was going to be able to run a Spartan race. But once you do these things that you perceive to be impossible, you realize that impossible is really just a figment of your own manifestation. The problem that I see many of you have is that you use this language with yourself and you're constantly holding yourself back. You're saying things like, I'm not a runner, or I could never do this, or I wish I could be this kind of person. You could. You can. And if you're willing, and if you're interested, you will be. All you have to do is start believing in yourself. And it starts with the way you communicate with yourself. You need to think about that inner voice in your head that is your own monologue, your own self-conscious. Think of it as your own personal Tony Robbins, like your own self-help guide or motivator. You need to start being confident with yourself, and you need to start talking to yourself in a motivational fashion. It sounds cheesy, and you're going to feel stupid at first, but the nice thing is no one can hear it. So just start small. Just say, I am a runner, and I'm going to become a better one. Or, I am going to make money online, and I'm going to scale it, and I'm going to get better at it, and I'm going to keep working on it. Anyone can get good at stuff if they just stick with it, and that's the secret of life. You gotta outlast the bastards, because most people will get frustrated, they'll give up, they'll get tired at the first sign of adversity. They're not going to want to keep going when things aren't going their way. They're going to run into some kind of a hurdle, and they're going to say, you know what? This isn't for me. It's too hard, and I'd rather just live the easy life and watch Game of Thrones and eat Cheetos and sleep in. But they're not going to be happy, because they're not going to be fulfilled, and they're not going to be helping people. Conversely, you can stay disciplined. You can stay true to your own desires. You want this, right? So why wouldn't you stick with it? If this is what's going to lead to a fulfilling life for you, it's going to lead to happiness. Discipline is the path to freedom. And it sounds so backwards to say that and to hear that, but you've got to condition yourself to understand what that means. You have to understand that if you want something that'll make you happy and make you more fulfilled, then you are going to have to be disciplined to the plan that you set out for yourself. Now, there's a lot of lofty goals and expectations that people put out for themselves, especially around New Year's resolutions, that probably haven't made it to, May 7th as the date of recording this. Because there's no deadline, there's no urgency, there's nothing concrete about it. That's why my Spartan race worked so well for me. I didn't say, someday I'd love to be able to run a Spartan race. I made it real. I went home that week. I went on Spartan's website. I found the race that I wanted.
And I paid the $75 or whatever it was to sign up. Boom. Done. I am either going to embarrass myself or I'm going to impress myself. And you can do the same thing. In fact, I challenge you to do it. If you want to get in better shape, go online. Go look at Spartan. Go find a race that is 6 months out or whatever and sign up for it. And now you've got a reason. You can't skip the gym. You got a Spartan race to go to. This may sound crazy, right? But depending on what level you're at, maybe you're there. Maybe you're not. Maybe you need to do the 5K first. Almost every little town across America does these constantly throughout the summer. Some of them through the winter, too. Go look online. Go to athlink.com. You can look there. Go look on Facebook. Facebook actually can be a decent tool once in a while. Just don't get obsessed with it. Don't get lost in it. Go find a local 5K and sign up for it. And just start running. Run a half mile today. And then tomorrow, just run more. And then every day after that, just run a little more. Just a little more. That's going to be your new phrase, your new goal. Just keep beating yourself. Don't worry about what anyone else is doing. Worry about that person in the mirror. Make sure that tomorrow, that person in the mirror is just a little bit better than the person in the mirror today. And it's a transformative experience when you start bettering yourself in these little ways and knocking out these are actually pretty big victories. Life's all about these little victories, little wins, and you start stacking them up. But if you've never been a runner, and you can go out there and run a 5K, which is 3.11 miles. That's a big win. It's a big mindset changer. And it'll keep you honest in your training. It'll keep you exercising more. But here's a little secret. Those little 5K races, they're only fun for the first couple times. Then you got to find more interesting things to do. Either you got to beat your time, run faster and harder, or you're going to have to find a longer race. This becomes an addiction. This becomes a really positive and interesting addiction. I mean, I was never the guy that would do this stuff. I ran a little bit of track, but very short distance. I hated doing the 400 meters. I hated doing the 800 meters. I didn't want to do it. It was too long to me. And now I do it for fun. I ran a 5-miler this morning. I'm running a half marathon in a few days. And I'm really looking forward to it, honestly. And I know that I'm going to run this, and maybe I'm going to want to run another half marathon and try to beat my time, but really, back in my mind, I'm just going to be thinking, what's next? What's the next challenge? I'm probably going to sign up for a full marathon next year. Hell, I'm even in talks with some guys online. Shout out to Garrett Daly, who's getting put on blast here a little bit, I guess. Maybe doing a 50K, which is just insane. I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know why I'm doing this to myself, but there's something addicting in these races. There's a really powerful, palpable energy when you go to these things. It's what blew my mind when I first ran my first 5K back in June of 2018. Everyone there is pretty positive. They're upbeat. They're mostly healthy. Some people are overweight, and that's cool too, because they're getting back in shape. They're doing something about it. It's really inspiring. And some of those people that look like they're really outweight, if you're not a runner, you better watch what you think about them, because there were some people out there that outran me that at first glance looked like they wouldn't have had a chance. So you never know. You can tell once the race starts who's been taking this seriously and who's letting themselves go a little bit. It's a great chance to test yourself and to prove yourself. So I challenge you, go out, go find a race, go find a bunch.
And, you know, put it up on social media. Say, next month I'm going to run my first 5K or whatever. Now you're stuck. You're going to lose social cred. You're going to lose street cred. Before social cred was a thing, it was street cred. So, just make it so you can't back down. Make it so that you have to get up and go for a run. When you go to bed, put a bottle of water next to your bed. Put your running shoes next to your bed. Put your gym shoes next to your gym shorts next to your bed, and whatever shirt you're gonna wear. When you wake up in the morning, you chug that water. You put your shoes on. You put your running outfit on. Eat a banana, whatever the hell you gotta do before you go run. Set yourself up for victory. And if you can stick with this, if you can start knocking these little wins out, these big victories here, if you keep doing this, if you keep running, if you keep working out, if you keep training hard, if you keep pushing yourself, and if you keep challenging yourself, in 6 months' time, you're not going to recognize yourself. In a year, people are going to start noticing. They're going to look at you. They're going to say, wow, I haven't seen him in a while, but looks like he's really, really working hard. Looks like he's in great shape. I don't know what his secret is. And they won't be able to figure it out. They're going to think that there's some sort of a pill or this crazy new diet fad that you're doing, some stupid thing. And you're going to know the real truth. The real truth is there is no shortcuts. There is no secret. The real truth is you busted your ass and you worked hard. And you stay consistent when everybody else quit. And if you can stick with it, and if you can persist, then you get to be that guy or that girl that motivates people, that inspires people. You get to be that person that everyone looks at and looks up to. Anyone can do this, but most people don't want to. You gotta dig down deep and find what drives you. You got to find your purpose. You got to find your reason. All right, again, I'm challenging you. If you're listening to this, if you want to get on the path, it takes action. I am challenging you to go out there and sign up for a race. 5K, half marathon, Spartan race. Spartan race is where it's at, trust me. Get out there and find one of these things to do. It is a blast. It is way more fun than you can ever imagine. And people will think you're a psychopath. I get called that by people that are actually in shape. They're like, I think you're nuts for running a half marathon. It's awesome, but you're nuts. They're going to say that about you. They're going to say you're crazy. And you know what that is. That's them projecting. They think that they can never do it. They think it's impossible to them. Because they're still trapped in their own chains. When you know the truth. You know that you and anyone, you can conquer the impossible. If you enjoyed this episode of the Pat Simonis podcast, be sure to write us a review. That way we can reach more men that are lost and need direction in their life. And if you feel that you are lost and you need direction in your life, or you simply are looking for brotherhood, a sense of belonging, a place where you can be a man, a traditional man, and be around other men who are motivated and working to build something themselves, check out patreon.com/pathtomanliness to gain access to the private Discord server where you can connect with other highly motivated individuals.